KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Cain became the first Giants pitcher to allow 9 runs in an inning since 1902, when Matt Carpenter and the St. Louis Cardinals tagged him Sunday in a 14-3 romp over San Francisco. After Cain and the Giants received their 2012 World Series rings before the game, they went out and got trounced. The Cardinals chased Cain while scoring 9 times in the fourth inning. The last 2 runs came home on Carlos Beltran's single off reliever Jose Mejeras. According to research by the Elias Sports Bureau provided by the team, Cain was the first Giants pitcher to give up so many runs in a single inning since John Cronin on September 27th of 1902 in the second game of New York's doubleheader against Brooklyn. Elsewhere in the National League on Sunday, it was the Mets over Miami 4-3. Cincinnati beat Washington 6-3. Atlanta down Chicago 5-1. Arizona an 11-inning 8-7 winner over Milwaukee. L.A. beat Pittsburgh 6-2. And Colorado down San Diego 9-1. In interleague play Sunday, Billy Butler hit a grand slam that was confirmed by video review and tied a Royals franchise record with 7 RBIs as Kansas City held on for a 9-8 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Butler's 5th inning homer, the first slam of his career and the first ever allowed by Philadelphia left-hander Cole Hamels, put Kansas City ahead 6-4. James Shields, acquired in an offseason trade with Tampa Bay, earned his first victory as a Royal. The right-hander gave up hits to 5 of the first 6 batters in a 4-run first inning, but settled down to blank the Phillies for the next 5 innings on 5 hits while striking out 8 and walking no one. Butler came through with the bases loaded again in the 6th inning with a 2-run single off of Chad Durbin as the Royals come up a winner. That was the only interleague game. In the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Detroit 7-0, Boston 13-0 over Toronto. Minnesota beat Baltimore 4-3, Cleveland down Tampa Bay 13-0. It was Oakland over Houston 9-3. The White Sox beat Seattle in 10 innings 4-3. Texas over the LA Angels by a score of 7-3. In Pacific Coast League play on Sunday, Omaha beat Round Rock 5-2. It was Albuquerque beating the Iowa Cubs 7-3. Tonight, Iowa is at Round Rock while Omaha plays at Albuquerque. Atlanta Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman was upset after being placed on the 15-day disabled list on Sunday, saying team management did not tell him before making that decision. Freeman was hitting .417 with a homer and 7 RBIs in 5 games before he was put on the shelf. The injury first occurred in a workout the day before the season opener. Also, Los Angeles Angels starter Jared Weaver left his start at Texas on Sunday with a strained left elbow after diving to get out of the way of a line drive. Weaver avoided being hit by the ball, but he landed awkwardly on his left arm while going down. X-rays were negative. Yu Darvish left his first home start of the season early because of a blister on his right ring finger. That blister is in the same area that he had issues with in his first start of the season 5 days earlier when he came within 1 out of a perfect game at Houston. Chicago Cubs manager Dale Swaim says Carlos Marmol is out as the closer, and rookie Kyuji Fujikawa will take over that role. Marmol has a 27 earned run average in 3 appearances this season. Well, baseball mad St. Louis is welcoming the Cardinals for their first home game of the year. After starting the season with 6 road games, the Cardinals will host the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon. The usual opening day pageantry, the motorcade of Hall of Famers, the Budweiser Clydesdales, will take on a more poignant feel as the Cardinals also honor the memory of Stan Musial. Musial died in January at the age of 92. His 4 children will be on hand to unveil an outfield wall marker in a pregame ceremony at Busch Stadium. We'll have that game for you live this afternoon. Cards and the Reds. That ball game getting underway this afternoon, and we're starting our pregame coverage at 1:40 this afternoon here on KJAN. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
although it'll be an all-Big East title game in women's basketball tomorrow night after Louisville and Connecticut both advanced Sunday evening. Brianna Stewart dropped in 29 points, and UConn ended Notre Dame's team record 30-game winning streak by whipping the Irish 83-65. The Huskies will be going for their eighth national championship to match Tennessee for the most in women's basketball history. The Cardinals knocked off California 64-57 in the first semifinal at New Orleans. Antonita Slaughter hit 6 three-pointers and finished with 18 points for the fifth-seeded Cardinals, who trailed by 10 at halftime before posting their third consecutive upset win. Louisville is the first team seeded worse than fourth to reach the championship game, defeating the Golden Bears following wins against the top-seeded Baylor and number 2 Tennessee. In the NBA yesterday, it was New York over Oklahoma City, 125-120. The L.A. Clippers beat the L.A. Lakers, 109-95. Memphis over Sacramento, 89-87. Cleveland got by Orlando, 91-85. It was Boston over Washington, 107-96. Detroit beat Chicago, 99-85. Utah over Golden State, 97-90. Dallas topping Portland, 96-91. And New Orleans slipped by Phoenix, 95-92. In the National Hockey League Sunday, St. Louis a 1-0 winner over Detroit. Dallas beat San Jose in a shootout 5-4. Minnesota topping Columbus 3-0. Florida beat Ottawa 2-1. Chicago over Nashville 5-3. Buffalo a shootout winner 3-2 over New Jersey. Washington beat Tampa Bay 4-2. And it was Anaheim in a shootout 4-3 over Los Angeles. In racing, Jimmy Johnson pulled away on a restart with 8 laps to go as he won the STP Gas Booster 500 at Martinsville Speedway. Johnson has earned 8 victories at Martinsville, a mark topped only by Richard Petty's 15 and Darrell Waltrip's 11. Clint Bowyer was second, followed by Jeff Gordon, Casey Kane, and Kyle Busch. Danica Patrick overcame an early spin and found herself a lap down twice before finishing 12th on the circuit's shortest track. In golf, Martin Laird has won the PGA's Texas Open with a 14-under total, 2 shots ahead of Rory McIlroy. Laird closed the tournament by tying the course record with a 9-under 63 after beginning the round 4 shots behind third-round leader Billy Horschel. Laird birdied 5 of his first 8 holes on Sunday to move into contention. Horschel shot a 1-under 71 to finish in a 3-way tie with Jim Furyk and Charlie Hoffman. They were at minus 11. Last season was a rare instance when Iowa State could control games with its defensive line and linebackers. The Cyclones are hoping they've recruited enough depth under fourth-year coach Paul Rhodes to rebuild their front seven rather than watch it regress. Iowa State loses 3 first-team All-Big 12 performers in linebackers Jake Knott and A.J. Klein and lineman Jake McDonough from a defense that finished 3rd in the league in scoring in 2012. In their place during spring practice are just 2 players with extensive starting experience and a ton of youngsters with an opportunity to crack the rotation. All that youth has led to some inconsistent efforts, including a scrimmage performance on Saturday that defensive coordinator Wally Burnham dubbed as ragged. The Cyclones, who went 6-7 in 2012, close out their spring practice with a public scrimmage on April 20th. And the addition of even more competitors from last year's London Olympics means more tickets sold to this month's Drake Relays. More than 24 medalists from 2012 will take part in a series of London rematches that could lead to a first Friday sellout for the event.
We are determined and on our way to selling out Friday night for the first time. And we're not there yet, but it's going very, very well. It's more than a bump. And we have not announced the high school participants yet. Once we announce who made the cut, then ticket sales really take off.
That's Drake Relays director Brian Brown, who said this past week that all of the events featuring London rematches are full.
One of the things that you can't control as these athletes are preparing to compete at such a high level are injuries, things that are beyond our control. Well, we have some individuals, and we've had some of those that has occurred where individuals have gotten injured and have had to pull out. And I'm very cautious when I get phone calls right now from agents, either because right now the lanes are filled. So when they call, I'm like, okay, is it a travel or housing issue? Because I'm hopeful that it's not a cancellation.
Brown says an example of just how deep and competitive the field is going to be is demonstrated by the men's 110-meter hurdles.
When we look at the 110-meter hurdles for men, and you look at the top 10 rankings in the world, 6 of the 8 lanes are going to be here at the Drake Relays. I know we talked about Aries Mary. We talked about Jason Richardson and Hansel Parchment as the gold, silver, bronze in the 110 hurdles. But I'm here to tell you, they have to run.
The Drake Relays are set up for April 25th through the 28th at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.